Lady Beaver volleyball team having a pretty good season here, and they will be down or over at Goodland tomorrow afternoon. They'll wrap up their league triangular slate, and they will be at Goodland facing Goodland and Colby tomorrow afternoon, and then they'll be at Cimarron, I believe, on Tuesday before hosting league next Saturday. So we will talk to a couple that are making their debut on the show here, and I did bring out the tough questions for them here, so we'll see how it works. No, I'm kidding. We got Piper Fox joining us here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. You've made the move. You've elevated to varsity here this year and been in the rotation pretty much the entire season. And what was that moment like when you got the call to head up to the varsity?
It was really nerve-wracking at first, but I was glad that I was able to step in and do what needed to be done and able to have that opportunity to begin with.
All right. And what position do you primarily play then?
Middle.
All right. So what makes an effective middle blocker?
You have to read the other hitter's shoulders and line up the block. That way the passers have more of a chance to get under the ball and pass it up.
All right. And how do you feel like you've adjusted to the season?
It's been kind of a rough start, but I think I'm slowly getting better.
I'd say probably your best game or best match of the year was probably Goodland last Saturday. Would I be too far off on that?
No, you're about right, yeah.
All right, what seemed to work well for you there?
I was able to adjust to a lot of the sets and stuff for hits, and I was able to read the other sets well to block, and it was a really good game.
What's probably the most thrilling thing, getting the roof put up there or the kill?
Probably the kill for me, just because I struggle with exploding up to get on top of the ball, so... And it's a lot harder, especially when you're tired, to jump higher. So I think that was the hardest thing for me.
All right. Well, you've had a really good season so far with your first year on varsity. And, you know, this wasn't so bad, was it?
No.
You did good. Thank you again for the time here. And good luck to you coming up at Goodland tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Piper Fox joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We're going to talk to another person debuting here on the show, and it'd be a freshman. And I think this is the fourth Gentry that's joined us here. And Peyton Gentry, the freshman, joining us here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good.
All right. Well, you've had a pretty exciting year. And getting put into varsity competition here as a freshman, what was that moment like for you to start off?
I think it was very nerve-wracking, but I got the handle of it eventually. There's still some things that I can do to make it better, but yeah.
Do you feel like that it's slowed down a little bit more for you?
I do think so.
I mean, we're kind of throwing it in there right away. Yeah, you have the triangular there at Oakley, and then you're going up against some pretty excellent players there that are going Division One. And what's kind of the thought? What was your thoughts there that first week and going up against, you know, those kind of caliber of players?
It was a very big jump from middle school, and I think our team just went into it, and I think we play better with better teams, and we just, like, keep fighting for the ball and never give up.
And what is your position on the team?
I'm a right side.
All right. What's been your favorite match so far this year?
I think my favorite match was probably Holcomb at Cimarron. We had a lot of intensity to be there, and we were just having a lot of fun.
You faced some teams that you faced quite a few times already this year tomorrow with Colby and Goodland. What are you looking to kind of get out of those matches?
I think just serving and playing with, like, a lot of enthusiasm, and we need to step in on the court and think we are going to win and know that we can win and just, yeah.
All right. So you having fun this freshman year?
I am having a lot of fun.
All right. Well, you're having a good year so far here at Peyton. Thanks again for joining me here, and thanks for joining the show. And you survived it, so good luck to you coming up here the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, freshman Peyton Gentry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We're going to talk with assistant coach Emily Kite. She's going to take the headset here next. Here is Scott City once again on the road tomorrow at Goodland for a triangular there with Goodland Colby. It's a big league triangular, and then Tuesday at Cimarron, and then league back home on Thursday. Well, coach, you guys have had a lot of volleyball in here over the last week here, and I guess how do you feel like it's gone overall for you guys?
Yeah, it really picks up here towards the end of the season, especially for those JVC team girls. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of games just back to back. But I think we have had a pretty good season. We started off really strong. Mm-hmm. the first couple games this season in our home tournament, we did a nice job. Mm-hmm. You know, Great Bend was kind of a struggle for us. Mm-hmm. It is. That's a tough tournament with some of those bigger schools. But, you know, it really kind of points out the little things that we need to work on. So that's always good to go there and see that. So it gives us some stuff to focus on in practice. But we've really turned it around, I think, since the tournament. We've been playing with some of our league teams really well. So that's been fun to see.
That always is pretty exciting there. And last night you guys were down there at Holcomb with Holcomb and Liberal. And how'd that go for you guys?
You know, Liberal wasn't great. I think we just weren't quite ready to play. And that's always tough, mm-hmm. you know, watching them play their first game and then coming in. But we were able to reset after that game, and they ended up beating Holcomb in three, and that was really exciting, and it was a close match, and they're a good team. So I was happy we were able to take that loss and learn from it and, you know, have a win at least yesterday.
Well, coming in, you know, on Saturday, you were out to be with the varsity there. And, you know, it was maybe a little longer day there just because 10 teams playing there. But I think a lot of that was due to some good competition throughout the day there. A lot of matches going three sets, mm-hmm. and Scott City ended up going 3-2. And out of a day like that, that's what you want, a winning day going 3-2. And I thought the teams played pretty good for the most part during the day.
I thought so, too. And that's always so fun, that tournament. And they're fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there was some very good competition. And I felt like those girls really held their own. And we took a lot away from that tournament. It was good.
All right, and you continue the trek tomorrow. I think you have Saturday off, right?
We do. This is our first Saturday in a while. We have off, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, it will. But tomorrow, a big opportunity for all your teams, varsity JVC team, up at Goodland there, triangular with Goodland and Colby. And, you know, it's going to be big, especially for the varsity. Try to keep up top toward the league standings, mm-hmm. there with good teams that are pretty even across the board there. And what do you guys maybe looking to work on or what you guys worked on today to get ready for tomorrow?
You know, and our league is really pretty even, which has been, it's fun. It leads to good competition. But I think today, practice specifically, we were just kind of went back to the basics. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think that's always a good reminder, especially at this point in the season after, mm-hmm. you know, we've been going for a while, just to refresh and remind them that those are the little things that get the job done, you know. So we worked on a lot of consistency, just getting the ball over the net, hitting-wise. That was a area we struggled in yesterday, just trying to adjust to different sets. And another thing we really focused on was our defensive coverage. I think sometimes when the games get going, we just get to where we think we need to be, but we really want them to be set up the way they're supposed to be. Yeah. And so that was a focus for us today also.
And that's one of those things, though. It's pretty easy to get out of position or get out of alignment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And when in the heat of the moment, mm-hmm. and the rally's been going on for a while, then, yeah, it can be. But those are those things we want to have them, mm-hmm. have ingrained, so we are doing them right.
All right, tomorrow at Goodland, and then hard to believe the season's winding down so fast. And, mm-hmm. yeah, you get the JV and C-teamers for about another week, I believe, right?
We do. JV's last game is on Tuesday, and C-team finishes up next Thursday. So.
Oh, wow.
It's coming quick, yeah.
All right. Once again, it's Coach Emily Kite joining us here from Scott City's Hardware. And thanks again, as always, for the mm-hmm. time here, Coach, and good luck to you guys over the next week.
Of course. Thank you.